Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pair Affair today. As we come in, as we get loose in here, as we continue to push that road, push the podcast down the road, today we're going to be talking about slow and steady. Slow and steady. Slow and steady. I want fast and a lot of results real quick. Yeah, I know. We all do. We all want results immediately. And some people, I'll be honest with you, some people will get immediate results. And some people, like myself, they get that slow and steady. I was just looking at the numbers of the podcast. And I was just telling myself, I go, wow. I started off, you know, all excited about the podcast, and then I settled down. I just got myself into a groove, and I said, but the numbers are coming in. Every day I look at my numbers, and they just keep growing, and I said, they're not spiking, but they are steady. They're not spiking, but they are steady. And I said, what do you want? You want it to go up really fast and then nothing at all, or you would just like it, you know, a little bit at a time? And I said, well, this is what we have. This is what we're going to deal with. And we're going to just keep pushing it out there. You see that the numbers are steady and it's just keep going. So whatever you're doing, keep at it. But then in the back of your mind, you're asking yourself, no, I don't want that. I want something. I want to be, you know, my goal is to make this many downloads right now. This is what I want. I don't want to go slow and steady. I want to get to that. But it's just going to take some time. It's just going to take some time, and be honest with you, it's just going to take some time, and you just got to be patient with yourself. And I know a lot of times that's the biggest problem I see with a lot of people. They're making good progress. They're making really good progress. If it's saving up money, putting things aside, and then what happens is something goes awry, and they say, man, I don't need to deal with this. I'm going to do it my own way. And that's what happens. Then they end up making a knee-jerk reaction, and they're back to where they started. I noticed the job I have and the things that I'm doing. It's just one little thing at one little, like I say, one brick at a time. And I remember that old song, "All in All, it's just another brick in the wall." It's just a brick after brick after brick, and you just keep laying the bricks, you know. Like the young folks would say, just keep stacking it, you know. But a lot of times we don't want to stack it. We don't want to do certain things. We don't want to. We want results. We want immediate results, and we want them now. But we got to understand that sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes we do slow and steady and making progress. And that's what you have to really worry about as you do slow and steady is you see a little progress each day. You see you as you were chopping at that tree, knocking down that tree, knocking down bills, knocking down certain goals. You're not going to knock the tree down with one swing. You know, even if you have a chainsaw, it's going to take a while to get through that tree. But you got to just keep chopping at it. Keep going after it and keep moving. And some days, be honest with you, you're not going to see some results that you want. You're not going to see certain things that get your attention. What are you going to do? You got to give up, try something different, or keep going. Right now, I'm in the midst of helping my son get a little bit better in baseball, played a little baseball in my life. And as I stopped playing, I think I learned more about baseball as I stopped playing, because I got to analyze it more and how I failed at certain things, how I can help him not go over the same bridge I did. And as I was working with him today, as I was breaking things down with him, he wants to learn how to pitch a little bit. But I told him it's not just throwing the ball. You know, we got some really got people out there who got some lively arms, but you got to use what you have. And I said, you got to use your body. You got to use your legs. You got to use your waist. You got to use your footwork. And I said, I keep telling him everything's like 1, 2, 3. He's like, 1, 2, 3. I said, yeah. You put your foot this way. You swing your leg up. You push off with your other leg. 1, 2, 3. And I said, this is real simple. And he's just like, I said, well, he says, how do you get good at this? I said, you incorporate it into how you walk. I said, you incorporate it into what you're doing. But I told him, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to just have that slow, I'm going to learn this a little bit. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to master this technique for this week. I'm going to master this technique for a week. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to master it again. I'm going to take 2 weeks to figure it out. I'm going to take 3 weeks to figure it out. But it's going to be, I'm going to understand that eventually I will get it. Eventually I'll be able to pitch. Eventually I'll be able to catch the ball. Well, he's at that age where a lot of kids are still learning how to catch, learning how to dribble, learning how to write, read, whatever he is. But I realized when we started him off on this path, it was, he didn't get things in the beginning, but he just kept working at it and working at it. And he kept asking questions. We kept this little baby steps. Now he's developing a little bit more in his mind and how he breaks things down. It's phenomenal. And that's what a lot of times we are in a rush. And in this life that we have, we're in a rush to get to the next level. But we don't want to take those baby steps. We don't really want to put in the time. Right now, as I'm sitting here doing the podcast, I realize it's so important. This is part of the journey. Enjoying the journey. Enjoying the tough times. Enjoying the times that you don't have much, but you're making progress towards something. Like I said, as I look at the numbers, they're not flying in here like I want them to fly in here, but they're a steady pace. We're steadily growing. Now, some people are like, man, you're just wasting your time. Give up. And you can listen to them if you want to. Or you can listen to that person that says, you know what's inside of you. You know what it's going to take to get to that next level. Only you know what it takes to get to the next level. Just recently, my wife and I, we went down to the coast and looked at this hotel, and it was a day trip, and we just hung out on the beach and stuff, and just dreaming. And we told ourselves, I said, hey, one day I want to stay in that hotel right there. And I told her, I said, we could stay in here, you know, tonight, whatever. She goes, no, this and this and this and that. And I said, that's fine. I said, we got to have a celebration. We got to celebrate why we're here. I said, think of some things why we deserve to stay there. I said, but it's going to just, you know, a little bit at a time. We put a little money aside. Put a little money aside each day. Make a sacrifice. Don't go to your coffee shop. Don't buy this. Don't buy some knee-jerk reaction things. And you should be good. But what do we do sometimes? We make these knee-jerk reactions. Then we're like, oh, man, I wish I didn't buy that. I could have, you know, I could have been at this hotel. Because our eyes see certain things. Some things our eyes will trick us into thinking that we need certain things that we really don't need. Why does it do that to us? Because it's a mind game. It's a mind game. Our eyes and mind, they play little tricks on us every now and then. We see certain things and we think that it is important. Our brain latches onto that and it keeps going, oh man, we should get that car. You should get that motorcycle. Do I need that motorcycle? No. But it would look good in your garage, man. You should get, you know, blah, blah, blah. You should have to start understanding a lot of things about yourself. Sometimes you're going to see things that are going to be like just carved out great for you. But it's not for you. It's just something to get you off track. It's something that's like, man, it's so easy to obtain. There's no struggle behind it. I realize with myself, if there's no struggle behind it, it's not for me. I like that chase. I like to dig deep. I like the fact that it's going to take a while to get some things done. Some people, they don't want to wait. They want to just grab what they want and they want to just keep moving. They don't have the patience for that. I tell people all the time, how do you get, they say, how do you get, you know, that mentality? How do you understand that? I said, start fishing. Start doing something that's going to take a while. If you don't, you know, if you don't like to fish, you know, take a long walk. Take a destination. Maybe you have to walk somewhere that you don't, you know, it's going to take you a long time to get in the car. Or sir, maybe make something that is so complex that it's going to frustrate you. But you're going to have to be patient to get there. Slow and steady. I mean, I always hear people say, man, if I give you a dollar or a penny a day or double it and you know, just keep giving you money every day, but it's not much. Or you take $1 million and you always had that scenario, give you a penny a day for the rest of your life. And if I double it and then, or $1 million right now, which one would you take? A lot of people want to take $1 million. People don't want to mess with those pennies and stuff. Cause they see that big chunk of change right there, right now. They don't want to hear that drip, 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 a penny here, penny there. But eventually that drip, drip, if you just hang in there, that drip, drip, it's going to fill that bucket up. It's going to be more than $1 million. But you got to be patient. You got to understand that slow and steady, you know, will get you there. I notice myself, my son and I, we like to, we borrowed a kayak from one of our friends, and there's no motor on the kayak. It's just paddling out there and just relaxing. And as we do that, I realize we know where we need to go, but it's just going to just take a slow and steady paddle to get there. Very slow, very steady way to get there. There's no rush to get there. We just want to see things. We want to see how people are living. We want to, you know, every now and then talk to someone. Hey, how are you doing? You doing all right? As we on our journey. Another thing that as we do is we just sit down and sometimes we take a nice car ride. Take a nice car ride instead of the plane. You really get to know people a lot when you get some people in the car and you have a 14, 15 hour trip. Instead of taking, you know, a couple hours in the plane, it's going to take you a while to get there. You're going to see who can be really patient, and because you're only going to go, you know, 75, you know, 65, 75 miles per hour. You're going to go at a good rate, but you got to just stay steady at it. I remember watching my dad drive across country and my mom drive across country. They would always give us maps. And they said, well, look out the window. You'll see where you are and map it out. And then, but eventually we'll just, you know, he never would drove fast. And we got there eventually. But it was a slow and steady pace. It was never go 100 miles an hour, then go 40 miles an hour. It was just a nice pace. Keep up with the traffic and keep going. A lot of us, we're like, no, I want to go 100 miles an hour. Then I'll take a break and go 100 miles an hour. It's that same old tortoise and hare thing. Slow and steady. And I always wonder why we always had to read that story when we were little. I thought about that. I said, I want to be the rabbit that's just going, going, going. The rabbit got tired. Tortoise is like, oh, yeah, I'll get there. But that's just not glamorous, you know? You want to be that lightning rod that just gets everyone attention with all the dynamics that you have with you. Now, slow and steady usually does a really good job. And I know a lot of you are younger and want things to happen for you really fast. We all do. But if you do, you got to have a plan behind that. Now, if you're going to go fast, you got to continue going fast. And that's the trick. There's nothing wrong with going fast, but you got to continue going fast as you can for the rest of your life. There's no let up. The thing is about going steady. It's just, you're just keeping your pace. I remember today I remember in middle school and high school, everyone used to have to run around the track. And if there was always some, there was always that one we start and everyone's all excited and we jump out there and you guys got the ones who run really fast. And then before you know it, they stop running. Then you got the one out there who's running and they're running, but they're not really going fast, but they're not really going too slow. They have a nice steady pace. as you are running, and you got the ones who are going extremely slow, but they're still making some progress. As you are doing your thing out there, and as you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, I know we all want to get there in a fast way. I know we all want to get there, but sometimes you just got to just run your own race. Like I said, if you're going to go as fast as you can. Don't turn back. If you're going to go slow, make sure you, you know, let everybody know I'm going to get there. But this is how fast I want to go. Slow and steady. I like watching the Olympics. Really like watching the Olympics when the guys and girls are rowing the boats. The reason why I like watching that is they always have a steady pace. You always hear the person say stroke, stroke, stroke. And that's what they're doing. They're just stroking. And they're in sync. And they're just going after it. You have the other team who are out of sync, and they're just hitting the water, chopping the water, chopping the water. They're not really doing much. Not really doing much whatsoever. You as a person, are you going to be out there just chopping the water? Or with that slow and steady way of getting things done? I know myself, I'm getting better at that. And to be honest with you, you have to really understand what you are in life. Some people are born with it. Some people have to train themselves to be slow and steady. Myself, I'm getting better at it. I know I'm going to get there. It just takes time. I remember, you know, driving my mom sometimes, and these cars would be, you know, trying to speed and pass us up. And I'm like, Mom, aren't you? Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. She goes, they'll be at the stoplight when we get there. Don't worry. Sure enough, they're at the stoplight too. They're at the stoplight just like we are. They may have been like one car in front of us, but they were there. They're cutting in and out of the lanes, but they were still right there. We just kept our slow, steady pace. We're right there with them. Each day that you go out there, each day that you continue to get better and better and better, you got to have that mentality. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. It's just going to be a slow, steady space, slow, steady pace. And as I get there, and as I continue to push myself to greatness, I have to understand that I'm running this race for me. I'm not doing it for all these other people telling me exactly how to do these things. Because you're going to have like 15,000 people telling you how to do your podcast, how to do your job, how to walk across the street, how to shoot a video. But you, at the end of the day, you have to get it done. You really have to get it done. If you don't get it done, figure out why you didn't get it done. Did you go too fast and then you ran out of energy? Or did you maintain a certain pace? That's the key. That's the key. A lot of us want to just go after it and go after it and go after it. But we don't want to put in the time, the energy, all the things that we need to do. Why is that? Well, we're not thinking about the situation at the time. We're not thinking about what's best for us. We just want to just do what we need to do. And then we mess up. And we got to start doing it all over again. Slow and steady. I'm learning a new piece of software. And as I learn this new piece of software, I'm realizing it's just going to take some time. What I like about this software is like two or three different ways of doing things. But if I don't do things a certain way, if I don't do things the way that I want to do them, it's going to mess up. I'm going to get myself frustrated. There's certain things I want to do with this software that I know it just takes time. I know it just takes a lot of patience. Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to put in the time? Yeah. I know the payoff of this. So each day what I do is I learn a new tip. I learn something that's going to get my attention. And then I work on it and I incorporate it into my videos. But I know it's a slow race. I know, and sometimes it's frustrating because I'll open up YouTube and I see some people. I'm like, wow, that's amazing what they did. But I understand they put in 15, 20 years and it's easy for them to do that. Have I put in the time yet? No, I haven't. Should I expect those results? No, I shouldn't. But we do that sometimes. We haven't put the time in yet, but we expect $1 million. We only did 1 week or 1 year or whatever we need to do. A lot of times what happens, a lot of people, they just give up way too soon. They give up way too soon. And before they can get to the finish line, they stop and they don't do it. Why? They get impatient. They didn't want to go slow instead. They wanted it fast and ready. And they didn't have it in them. I wonder how many times we're all guilty of this. So I'm not pinpointing and putting people out there, but we're all guilty of that. We're all guilty of trying to do things a different way and not getting the results that we want. Now, sometimes in life, you're going to need to go fast. Let me be honest with you. Sometimes you're going to have to go fast and get things done and chop time. And there's other times that you don't need to do all that. But on the big things in life, you know you're going to have to be slow and steady and get things done. Like this podcast. As I put it together every time I record. When I first started doing it, it was rough. It was rough. Now that I'm doing it, it's a slow, steady pace. Slow, steady pace. But each time I do it, I get more and more practice. And it's easier to do. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people get frustrated. And sometimes I get frustrated. I know I got a new recorder a couple months ago and I couldn't figure it out. I got a little frustrated. Got a little frustrated with some things that just weren't working out. But now, after a couple months, I'm like, okay, it's working out pretty well. It's working out really well for me. But it's that slow, steady pace. I know when I first started the podcast, people looked at me like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? I said, I'm just going to try, see what happens. I said, I'm not looking for no instant results. I'm just going to just keep building and keep building. Every day I get on the social media, there's someone who wants to talk to me about some things. Meet new people every day. I said, I get a chance to meet new people every day. And so we're just going to just keep growing it. And I'm just going to just keep shaking the tree. Just keep shaking the tree and hopefully things fall out of the tree that I want to fall out. A lot of us don't want to, you know, we go out there and we shake the tree one day. Nothing happens for us. Nothing whatsoever. Go out there the next day and like, man, nothing ever happens. Third day, nothing happens. Fourth, fifth day, we start to see a little bit of progress. Sixth, seventh day, nothing. And then you got people come in comment, hey, man, you just waste your time shaking that tree. What are you doing? Nothing's going to come out of that tree. But you got to be committed to it. The 10th, 11th, 12th, 14th, 15th, 18th time, whatever you need to do. If you know you are on top of a gold mine, if you know you're on top of the throne of a gold mine, you're really going to have to just continue just doing your thing. Keep shaking that tree. Keep going to that job and just doing it, giving 100%. And good things are going to fall your way. Now, if you go in there lazy and don't want to do anything, you shouldn't expect much. You shouldn't expect much. You're constantly looking for perfection, looking for certain things to get done. Of course, that's what you want to do. That's exactly what you want to do as you continue to get better. You got to put the time in. You got to practice. I just recently, I'm doing this little joke of the day thing at work, and people start sending me jokes now. They have all these jokes they want to send me. And I was like, wow, I just started off with these little jokes, and I really just, I just wanted to tell some jokes, makes people laugh. Now it's turned into a little part-time job. But they said, no, just put it on a video. And I said, I want the video to be special. So that me, in my mind, I started doing things a certain way. I guess this gives you a practice to work on your video techniques. You always want to get better in what you're doing. You're going to have a lot of these opportunities that come your way. I see some opportunities every day, and I just look at them and I go, maybe it's not paying enough. I said, what's a good opportunity for good experience? I said, but I just don't have the time. And you start making these excuses. Start talking your way out of things. That's what happens a lot of dreams in life. Not just us, but we start talking ourselves out of dreams. I have some dreams that are just so way out there that if I told you these dreams, you're like, man, are you like they say, on that, smoking that tree or something? No, I'm just, hey, that's what they're dreams. They're supposed to be way out there. If they're dreams that you could walk down the street or drive down the street and go pick them up at the store, anybody could do that. Anybody could, you know, do certain things in life that are normal. We're talking about some extraordinary things that you're going to accomplish. I'm amazed by some people as they go through life, how we see things, how we just take, some people don't want to challenge themselves in life. Don't want to do better. Don't want to reach and push themselves to the limits. I'm amazed by that. I'm amazed how some people just give up so soon. Going back to that race when we started to run in PE class, people started off all excited, talking up a good game. Clock started, they gave up. Couldn't do it. Didn't want to do it. Sounded good coming out your mouth. Now you actually got to do it? Nah, I ain't racing nobody. I can't do all that. Because you didn't have the mentality, slow and steady always wins the race. Took me a long time to figure that out. But it's true. I'm approaching numbers that I've never thought I could ever accomplish. Because people, you know, they told me I couldn't. I said, well, I don't believe in what they're saying because they're not doing it anyway. Don't buy into that habit that you can't do certain things because someone said they couldn't. Because they're so caught up in trying to talk you out of your dreams so that you can hang out with them. You got to continue pushing yourself to new levels. Can't wait around for everyone to pat you on the back and say, you're the best, you're the best, you're the best. You got to go out there and you got to say, hey, I'm on this race. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here all day. I may get knocked down. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep going. But what if you get knocked out? Well, you know, figure it out, dust myself off and wake up and try it again the next day. And then the next day, keep shaking that tree. As we continue to get bigger and better, and as you continue to push yourself to greatness. Like I said, not everybody wants to see you doing some wonderful things. Not everyone's going to be your cheerleader and saying, keep that race going. They're going to be sitting there laughing at you. Look how slow you are. Look how long it's taking you to get to that level. And you just use that as their motivation. Say, okay, I just picked a little penny up. Pick that up. Pick a nickel up here, dime there. And you just put it in a jar and just keep stacking it each day. Eventually, you'll get there. But if you listen to that madness and they say, come on, get over here on the sideline with us. We haven't done much with our life. And we're going to make sure that you don't do much with your life. Happens all the time. I see it all the time where people have such an influence on other people. They figure if I'm not doing it, neither are you. You're going to hang out with me? You have to do everything that I say do, or you can't be my friend. Do drugs together. We're going to run women together. We're going to do this, do that. Or you can't hang with me. And there's a consequence behind that. Make sure that you pick some people that you know are going in the right direction. That slow and steady, I know it doesn't sound great, but always wins the race, like I said earlier. So as we continue to slow and steady this podcast out of here, thanks again for joining us on the podcast. Thanks again for talking to us. Thanks again for encouraging me. If you haven't subscribed to one of our digital platforms, our Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, come over there and join us over there. Say hello. It'd be nice to hear from some people. Every now and then, it's just nice to follow your stories and see your struggles and see how you're just doing a wonderful job. And that's, like I said, my job is really simple here on the Perifair Podcast, is to take you to the next level. As you take me to the next level, I'm going to try to take you to the next level. So remember, continue to stay on that slow and steady pace, and we will see you on the next one. All right. Bye bye.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.